Hi, how you doing, ma'am? Can you hear me?
I'm fine. Yes, I can.
Hey, glad to hear that. Hey, my name is Steve, and I'm calling in because we are conducting a survey and trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple questions.
Okay.
All right, perfect.
What kind of survey is it?
Mostly this is political survey down in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we are conducting a survey to, you know, help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. Basically, the first question they have right here, ma'am, is that when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
All right. When thinking about the issues that are the most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is it to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and 10 it means that it's a very important issue to you. The first one is health care. From 0 to 10, how important is health care to you?
10.
All right. Thank you. Next one is immigration. From 0 to 10, how important is immigration to you?
Probably about an 8.
All right. Thank you. Next one is crime and violence. How important is that issue to you?
10.
10. Thank you. Next one is voting rights. How important are the voting rights to you?
10.
All right. Thank you. Next one is racism and discrimination. How important is the racism and discrimination?
10.
All right. Next one is abortion rights. How important is it to you?
About 9, I guess.
All right. Thanks. Thank you. Next one is reproductive freedom.
10.
All right. Next one is K-12 education.
10.
Thank you. Criminal justice reform.
10.
Student loan debt.
10.
All right. Inflation and cost of living.
Oh, yes, 10.
All right. Jobs and wages.
10.
Thank you. Climate change.
10.
All right. Thank you. And democracy.
10. About an 8.
All right. Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. As it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you are extremely likely to vote?
10. 10.
All right, thank you. What is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaskan Native?
Black.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
All right, thank you. What is the year of your birth?
76.
76?
Yes.
All right. What is the highest level school or that you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
In college.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
I'm talking about a 7.
7, all right.
Mm-hmm.
How much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that matter the most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to their community.
I think 10, if they would all use it.
All right, thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you have no feeling particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinions or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. So the first one is the Democratic Party. How, from 0 to 10, how favorable are you towards to that party?
You said, what is the rating? It's not a number. It's what? It's either, what is it?
From 0 to 10.
Oh, about a 5.
All right. Thank you. The next one is the Republican Party. From 0 to 10, how favorable are you towards the Republican Party?
Probably about a 7.
All right. And the Kamala Harris, from 0 to 10, how favorable are you towards her?
1.
1. Thank you. The next one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. From 0 to 10, how favorable are you?
I don't know him.
Okay. Thank you. And next one is Donald Trump. From 0 to 10, how favorable is it to you?
I don't like him, but I give him a 2.
Okay, thank you. And next one is Joe Biden. From 0 to 10, how favorable is Joe Biden?
0.
0, all right, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? The first one is Kamala Harris. Second one is Donald Trump. Third, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Fourth, Cornel West. And 5, Jill Stein.
Probably Trump, only because I don't know all the other ones, but I feel like business-wise, he'll do better than what's going on.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or a Republican candidate?
I don't know.
Okay. Let's see. But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or Republican candidate?
I'm kind of torn between the both. I don't know how to even choose, but right now.
So you're undecided?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden?
I voted for Biden.
Oh, okay, thank you. Thinking back in the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
Thank you. Thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes? Most of them vote? Is about half and half, or most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Most of them vote.
Okay, thank you. Below is a list of people and events that could have, you know, prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country, from 0 to 10. 10 means that you believe that person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means that you are not sure. A 0 means that you believe that that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any numbers from 0 to 10. So this is a little bit backward. So 10, it means that you believe that person or that event prevented the country from going forward. And a 0, it means that you believe that person or event basically did not prevent the country from going forward. And 5 is like you're not sure. So the first one is Governor Kemp. How will you feel about Governor Kemp from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay, thank you. Next one is Supreme Court.
About 5.
All right. Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
Probably gonna be the same. Probably 5.
Okay. President Biden.
Now you said 10 would be he prevented. He did prevent.
Yeah, he prevented from the country to going forward.
Yeah, 10.
Okay. And white supremacist?
White supremacy? That's a 10.
Okay. And Donald Trump?
Probably about a... I'm so undecided on this. I'm going to say a 6. I don't know.
Oh, okay. So you say like a 6, maybe with him?
Yeah, I say a 6. Yeah, I'm going to say a 6.
Okay. And then the Republicans in Georgia General Assembly?
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I really don't. I mean, if I want to want my honest answer, I don't know.
Oh, so that'd be like a 5. You're not
undecided.
Sure?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Let me see. Sorry about that. Below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles will motivate you to and the people. You gotta be kidding.